Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. According to the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve Bank, consumer prices and consumer expenditures are rising barely 2% annually. That is totally inaccurate. Actual prices and expenditures are increasing much faster, as these four examples will prove. First, the Bureau of Labor Statistics uses a fudge factor for technological improvements to discount price increases. Instead of only calculating the change in the average price of a refrigerator, for instance, the higher price is reduced if average capacity is larger, for being more energy efficient, or any other enhancements. Therefore, the full increase in refrigerator prices is not reflected in the Consumer Price Index. Second, as technology advances over time, consumer prices should decline. That happened with computers, long-distance telephone service, and nowadays with plummeting prices of widescreen televisions. Therefore, simply reporting a net increase in consumer prices against the past is not accurate. What such data should reflect is how much higher prices are now compared to how much they should have declined for technological advances. Third, the government's indices for consumer prices and expenditures omit the largest consumer outlay, which are income, Social Security, and Medicare taxes. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these expenditures may account for more than 30% of all household expenditures, rising much faster than the alleged increase in consumer prices or expenditures. Of course, the government doesn't want the public to realize how fast tax burdens are increasing, so it deliberately omits reporting such data. Fourth, consider how much the cost of investments have increased to obtain the same amount of income. When I was growing up, I regularly earned 5% annually on my bank or credit union passbook savings accounts. To earn $50 of income per year required a balance of $1,000. Today, about the most any passbook savings account pays is 0.2%. To earn the same $50 of income, I would now need $25,000 in my account. That is an increase of 25 times, a statistic not reflected in any so-called consumer price index or expenditure report. If the government won't tell us the truth about rising consumer costs, maybe someone in the private sector could inform us. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.